Good morning. You are listening to the Morning Interview. Joining me in the studio today are Nina Vizcarondo and Jeff Goudeau of Goudeau's Good Dose. They're here to talk about the farmer's market. There are only two more chances to make it to the farmer's market this Saturday and next. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Nina, farmer's market's been going on for 5 or 6 weeks now. How many have you done this summer?
We've done five.
And can you tell me what can Sitkins expect at the last two farmers markets?
The last two farmers markets, we're going to have a vendor that's going to be on stage. She's going to do kind of like a Humans of New York feel. So it's going to be a very like community-focused audience. Mm-hmm. And you can expect produce, our food vendors outside, Ashmo's, Latitude 57, and Goudeau's Good Dose, Middle Island Farms, and several nonprofits at the farmers market.
And for listeners who aren't aware, Humans of New York is a Facebook page where this photographer takes pictures of New Yorkers and captions them with some quotes from them. So she'll be kind of up on stage taking pictures of Sitkins and getting some quotes, I'm sure. So it sounds fantastic. And what you mentioned that to remind listeners that they can use WIC or SNAP at the farmer's market, correct?
Yes. So your WIC or your SNAP benefits is doubled up. Mm-hmm. So for example, if you have a coupon for $5, you get $10 worth. And that's for WIC and SNAP participants.
And wooden coins.
Wooden coins. If you have wooden coins in your wallet or bag somewhere, come over to the market and use it up. They don't expire, but I recommend to use them these last two markets, so you don't have to wait until next year to use them up.
All right. And Jeff, thank you again for joining us in the studio.
Thank you for having
today.
Me.
First time here at Raven Radio. And you are the owner of Goudeau's Good Dose, or this is your first summer selling at the farmer's market, right?
That's right. First time.
And what's the origin story of your name? Obviously, your last name is in the name of your...
As you know, many people know, the last name Goudeau definitely has ties to Louisiana. And indeed, my wife and I are from South Louisiana, down in the bayou. Mm-hmm. And so I joined the Coast Guard and we came up to Alaska. And I really love bread, and you know, baking bread for the Coast Guard. You know, it's been said, I've been told that my bread has been able to dispel the depression of the long, dark winter months of Alaska, and that if ever I was to open a bakery or sell my bread, that I should just call it Goudeau's Good Dose. Mm-hmm. It has a nice little ring to it, so. You know, I took that to heart, and yeah, sure enough, here I am, Goudeau's Good Dose.
And what are some of the products that you sell at the farmer's market?
So we sell a really large amount of products. We sell chocolate chip cookies and white chocolate cranberry cookies, Rice Krispie treats. We also sell a number of sweet breads, zucchini, banana bread, strawberry rhubarb bread. We sell kefir water. Our flagship probably is the sourdough bread. We also sell, which many people would recognize as a French macaroon. Mm-hmm. Typically, French macaroons are made with the almond flour. Personally, I've had not good experience with it. I didn't care for it. So I switched over to just regular cake flour, which has low gluten. But so we're calling them Alaskan macaroons, and we're trying to flavor them with, you know, local things like spruce tips whenever that comes into the season.
And you said kefir water. What is kefir water?
So my wife really spearheads that endeavor. Kefir water is in the same vein as kombucha. Mm-hmm. It's a very natural probiotic drink. Mm-hmm. It's made with, I think, a kefir bacteria. I think my wife calls it a kefir bug. You basically let it, you know, ferment and carbonate, naturally carbonate, juices. and then you bottle it up, and it's very refreshing. I don't like kombucha personally. My wife does, but I do like kefir water. It's refreshing, especially after a nice long run.
So it sounds like you sell a diverse array of products, but the thing that you really enjoy the most is bread.
Absolutely.
Baking bread. Can you tell me why is that a fulfilling experience for you?
I mean, there's a number of reasons, I think, for me personally, and I think many people will connect with it. But, you know, bread is very fundamental, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of its nutrition and its sustenance. But personally, I have a lot of good memories, you know, backpacking across Europe, where around every corner there's a bakery selling hard crusted breads, baguettes. And I really enjoy those. In America, I haven't really been able to find many bakeries that sell hard crusted bread. And, you know, as Gandhi said, you know, be the change you want to see in the world. Well, I wanted to see the world having hard crusted bread.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really unable to find a place, so I said, well, shoot, I'm going to do it. So here I am making my own bread, what I like, you know. And Sitka is, I think my family fits in here. And if we enjoy this kind of bread, I would like to think other people here would. And what the farmers market has shown, that indeed that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's the trick to making good sourdough?
Oh, man. So sourdough, I like to think of it as the anti-bread, in the sense that normal bread, you develop the gluten in it by working it. You knead it for 10, 20 minutes, developing those gluten strands to trap the gas. That helps the bread rise. However, with sourdough, when you mix the flour and the water, the trick with sourdough is to not develop the gluten. So you play with it for a few minutes, and then you let it rest for about an hour. Then you come back to it and you play with it just a little bit more. And it's a very delicate process that goes on over the course of at least 24 hours all the way up to 72 hours. And the longer it goes to 72, the more the bacteria and natural yeast are able to break down the flour, the carbohydrate, and the protein in there, and really give it a nice sour flavor. So really, time is what you really want when you're making the sourdough bread.
And so you've been selling your breads and other baked goods at the Sitka Farmers Market for the last 2 months, but there's talk that hopefully in the future something a little more permanent can
Yeah, hopefully. As of right now, you know, I have to do my time with the Coast Guard, but in about 2 years, my wife and I are hoping to open up a bakery, you know, called Gudo's Good Doughs, hopefully, here in Sitka. And, you know, we'll see if, you know, someone else corners that market in the time being. But, you know, we'd really like to be the sourdough or the bread provider of Sitka.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so 2 farmers markets left as of right now to get your bread, Gudo's Good Dough. And then after that, there's one more shot at maybe the produce, Nina?
Yes, at our Running of the Boots, it'll be hosted by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Sitka Local Foods Network. It'll be on Saturday, September 23rd, so that will be your last chance to get some of our good produce.
All right. Well, I've been speaking with Nina Viscarando and Jeff Gudeau, and thank you so much for joining me
in the studio this morning.
And 2 more days to catch the Sitka Farmers Market this Saturday and next.